Pfizer just announced it feels its coronavirus vaccine protects against the new variant. That's good news. But it will take over 200 million people being vaccinated to get to herd immunity in the U.S. That's when the virus begins to run out of hosts. Let's bring in UCLA epidemiologist Anne Ramoyne. And Dr. Ramoyne, you say we have to be careful talking about immunity. For instance, a new study published in the journal Science followed 200 patients who'd survived COVID-19, concluded most had immunity for 8 months, but we don't know if that means forever.
You're absolutely right. We still really don't have a good grasp of how this virus works in all populations. And immune response can vary tremendously from one person to the next. I think that the key here is we know that there is some immunity that is conferred from having a natural infection, but the levels of immune reactivity and what level of protection actually exist are not yet clear.
And there's a cautionary note in the study. It says about 10% of people see their immune systems degrade. But before we move on to vaccinations, what we seem to know is that there are false claims about immunity after having had COVID-19. You have the Republican Senator Rand Paul, who had COVID-19, and claims that it is more effective than a vaccine. He says it's 99.999 effective in granting immunity. Just your thoughts for a second on people pushing actually the idea that you get COVID-19 because it confers better immunity than a vaccine.
We absolutely do not have data to suggest that immunity from infection is actually better than immunity from a vaccine. And in fact, immunity from a vaccine is a much safer way to get immunity and a much more responsible way to get it. Getting immunity through a natural infection comes along with potential for a long hauler syndrome, with the potential for very severe disease, with the potential for death, and with the potential to be able to pass that virus on to somebody else, being part of a chain of transmission.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to vaccines. The Pfizer and Moderna two-dose vaccines are now being administered, we know, said to provide over 90% immunity to people who get both the doses. We hear you might get a little bit of immunity after the first, but what happens after the second? Do we know how long it takes for immunity to kick in? Is it full immunity?
So you get the first dose, and then with Pfizer, for example, you're going to wait 3 weeks and you'll get your booster. Approximately 7 days after that booster is when we anticipate you may reach full immunity for Pfizer. For Moderna, you get vaccinated, you have your second dose 28 days later, and then another 14 days until you reach optimal immunity.
And of course, here's the kabillion dollar question, given, you know, how much money has been poured into getting these shots to the public. How long does it last?
Well, this is, again, a question that we do not have answers to as of yet. Recently, Moderna suggested that the vaccines that they had delivered would potentially provide protection up to a year. But there's so many factors that are going to impact this, including how this virus continues to mutate over time.
Viruses are always mutating and changing. It would take a lot of mutations to override the vaccine. But then we're hearing of, you know, rogue variants. So what, if any, concerns do you have right now about mutations?
Well, I think it's very important that we be monitoring mutations and following this very closely. This is something that could have an impact on how well these vaccines protect us against COVID-19. You know, these variants do not appear to be problematic for the vaccine. But to me, this is just a warning. Listen, we really need to be watching this. The coronavirus vaccine could become an annual vaccine where we need boosters or to be able to maintain immunity, or that the vaccine needs to be changed a little to be able to provide protection against any new variants or strains that are circulating.
But we heard from Dr. Peter Hotez that the vaccine could be fighting within your blood cells to fight off the virus, but you may still be walking around with some virus in your nose and you may be able to infect other people. Is that true, that once you're vaccinated, you may not get sick, but you could still make other people sick?
We still don't know the extent to which vaccination affects transmission. Most vaccines at least reduce transmission of the pathogen that the vaccine is targeting, but we really do need to understand whether or not vaccination is going to protect against asymptomatic infection, and whether or not a vaccine protects us from being able to spread this virus asymptomatically to others.
Yeah, you may not get sick. You don't have symptoms, but you could spread it to somebody else. Right. You know, we'll still be wearing masks and social distancing for a while, even after vaccination.
Absolutely. I think you hit upon something really important here, though. You started to talk about herd immunity, and I think that people don't really understand that one of the aims of working towards herd immunity is to keep vulnerable groups who can't get vaccinated safe. And this is really important. We want to make sure that everybody that can get vaccinated does get vaccinated so that the people who cannot get vaccinated are still safe.
Thank you, Dr. Ramoine. That's a UCLA epidemiologist, Anne Ramoine.